Where is God? The Hasidic master Menachem Mendel of Kotzk asked and answered his own question. Wherever we let God in, the people search for help while help is seeking them. In this Haftarah for Ekev from Isaiah 49 and through 51, the second Haftarah of Comfort. Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbach, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
Zion says, Adonai has forsaken me. Adonai has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her baby or disown the child of her womb? Though she might forget, I could never forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Swiftly your children are coming. Those who ravaged and ruined you shall leave you. Look up all around you and see. They are all assembled, are coming to you as I live, declares Adonai. You shall don them all like jewels, deck yourself with them like a bride. As for your ruins and desolate places and your land laid waste, you shall soon be crowded with settlers, while destroyers stay away from you. The children you thought you had lost shall yet say in your hearing, the place is too crowded for me. Make room for me to settle. And you will say to yourself, who bore these for me when I was bereaved and barren, exiled and disdained? By whom then were these reared? I was left all alone. And where have these been? Thus said Adonai Elohim, I will raise my hand to nations and lift up my ensign to peoples, and they shall bring your sons in their bosoms and carry your daughters on their backs. Kings shall tend your children. Their queens shall serve you as nurses. They shall bow to you, face to the ground, and lick the dust of your feet. And you shall know that I am Adonai. Those who trust in me shall not be shamed. Can spoil be taken from a warrior, or captives retrieved from a victor? Yet, thus said Adonai, captives shall be taken from a warrior, and spoil shall be retrieved from a tyrant. For I will contend with your adversaries, and I will deliver your children. I will make your oppressors eat their own flesh. They shall be drunk with their own blood as with wine. And all humanity shall know that I, Adonai, am your Savior, the Mighty One of Jacob, your Redeemer. Thus said Adonai, where is the bill of divorce of your mother whom I dismissed? And which of my creditors was it to whom I sold you off? You were only sold off for your sins and your mother dismissed for your crimes. Thus said Adonai, where is the bill of divorce of your mother whom I dismissed? And which of my creditors was it to whom I sold you off? You were only sold off for your sins and your mother dismissed for your crimes. Why, when I came, was no one there? Why, when I called, would none respond? Is my arm then too short to rescue? Have I not the power to save? With a mere rebuke, I dry up the sea and turn rivers into desert. Their fish stink from lack of water. They lie dead of thirst. I clothe the skies in blackness and make their raiment sackcloth. Adonai Elohim gave me a skilled tongue to know how to speak timely words to the weary. Morning by morning, God rouses my ear. To give heed like disciples, Adonai Elohim opened my ears, and I did not disobey, I did not run away. I offered my back to the floggers and my cheeks to those who tore out my hair. I did not hide my face from insult and spittle, but Adonai Elohim will help me. Therefore, I feel no disgrace. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know I shall not be shamed. My vindicator is at hand. Who dares contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who would be my opponent? Let him approach me. No, Adonai Elohim will help me. Who can get a verdict against me? They shall all wear out like a garment. The moth shall consume them. Who among you reveres Adonai and heeds the voice of God's servant? Though he walk in darkness and have no light, let her trust in the name of Adonai and rely upon her God. But you are all kindlers of fire, girding on firebrands. Walk by the blaze of your fire, by the brands that you have lit. This has come to you from my hand. You shall lie down in pain. Listen to me, you who pursue justice, you who seek Adonai. Look to the rock you were hewn from, to the quarry you were dug from. Look back to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who brought you forth. For he was only one when I called him, but I blessed him and made him many. Truly Adonai has comforted Zion, comforted all her ruins. God has made her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of Adonai. Gladness and joy shall abide there, thanksgiving and the sound of music.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu.